It's the 19th hole with Michael Williams.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the 19th hole. Your host, Michael Williams, here, bringing you the best of the best of the best of golf and golf lifestyle week after week after week. This week, it's a very special week here in my location of Washington, D.C., because the tour is here for the first time in years. We have the Wells Fargo Championship located at the TPC Potomac at Avenel Farms. It used to be the site of the Kemper Open for years and years and years. I believe Tiger's tournament was held there once or twice when things were going one way or another with congressional. But it's a course that's known to, I think, the previous generation of players more than the current generation. I think they'll be getting the young guns will be getting a look at this one for the first time. It'll be interesting to see what they feel about the course, what kind of scores they put up. I think the weather's going to be a little bit sketchy. A lot of rain in the forecast for right now. We'll see how that goes. You know, with this time of year in Washington, D.C., anything can happen weather-wise. But it promises to be a great event on the course. But I know that it's going to be a great event off the course. I'll come right back to that. This week, after this Open, we're going to talk about the Wells Fargo. The show is going to be about technology, because technology is defining and redefining how everybody plays the game. There's so many tools out there to get analytics into your game, to make yourself better and to make your game better, to make your equipment better. We have a couple of people with us today who are on the vanguard of making that happen. Joining us today are Brian Dillman of Miha Body Tech. It is a revolutionary way to condition the body and make it stronger and make it faster, and to do that faster than anybody's ever done it. You'll understand when we get to talking about it. It's a new way to exercise and get your body fit that I think is just going to change the way people look at fitness. And we also have Ryan Dodders of Full Swing Golf. Full Swing is, I think, going to be the new player the launch monitor field. There's a name that's out there that everybody knows is TrackMan. Well, these guys are on the horizon, and object in rearview mirror is larger than it appears. Full Swing is on the move, on the rise. It is the launch monitor that Tiger Woods uses, so I think you don't need any more of an endorsement than that. So we'll have Brian and Ryan in to talk about what's new and different and special in the tech world. Very, very, very forward-looking edition of the 19th hole. But again, going back to Avenel, the TPC course there, and the tour coming through, again, sponsored by Wells Fargo. And it's nice to see Wells Fargo doing that, because Wells Fargo is a very large company that has the ability to do a lot in the community. Wells Fargo, has had good headlines and bad over the course of the last 5 years. Let's just admit it and know that. You go Google and look it up for yourself. But it's nice to see that this organization is putting both the time and the funds and the effort into creating an event that can be an anchor potentially for doing good in this area long term. And again, that's what the PGA Tour is always talking about, how much good it does in the neighborhoods and the cities where it hosts its events. And Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, is no different. It needs that type of engagement from the corporate sector to make sure that there is equity. We talk about equality a lot, but equity, the fact that every outcome, everyone should have the opportunity for the same outcome. Not everybody's going to reach the same place, but everybody should have the same ladder. And this is what companies like Wells Fargo are doing. They're working with the First Tee, another organization that has had an impact in the area. Not always the best headlines, let's be honest again, but they have certainly had an impact. And really the highlight of the week so far, I think, is going to be the experience I had in watching Leonard Lang and Jakari, who are two of the kids who came through the First Tee program when I was working in golf in D.C. and managing the golf courses where the first tee was domiciled, and I was on the board for a period of time, and I watched Lennard Lang grow up, literally, and now he's in his 20s, and he's helping to run this event in town. He is smart. He is sophisticated. He is a, I think he's grown up to be quite a young man, and I had an opportunity to talk to him, and he was so excited because he was going to get to play in the Pro-Am with Rory McIlroy. And I'm just excited about the two of those guys spending time together, because I've always said if there's one guy on tour who you'd say, well, you'd be proud to have that guy be your son, one of those guys is certainly Rory McIlroy to me. Again, he is considered, I think he's smarter than the average bear when it comes to pro athletes in general and golfers in particular. He is someone who is very concerned about how he carries himself and how he's perceived and the good that he does and the consequences of his actions. And, you know, you can talk a lot about, and we do talk a lot about, his potential as a golfer and whether or not he reaches that potential as we see it from the outside. But him reaching his potential as a man, I think, is more important to him than him reaching his potential as a golfer. That's only a part of how he measures himself and his humanity. So the two of those guys, watching them lets me know that it gives me confidence that things are moving in the right direction. And we have so many signs and symbols that things are going maybe not the direction that we would have them go. But when I see the two of those people together who have grown up in the game, who have matured and improved and are now dedicated, at least in part, to providing not only climbing up the ladder, but providing a ladder for others to climb up behind them, that gives me solace. That makes me feel good that that's the embodiment of what the game always portends that it can do. Not pretend, portends. We allude to the fact that golf can help people, that golf can impact lives. Okay, show it to me. Show it to me. And this, to me, is Exhibit A. It's good to see these young men out there. Tony Finau is out there. And, you know, I played with Tony at Reynolds Lake Oconee for the last golf that he played before he turned pro. And I saw the kid hit a 290-yard three wood, and I thought, okay, yeah, he's ready. No problem. And it's good just to see all these young people growing up to be and to fulfill the promise of what they can be. It's exciting to me. So, you know, I hope that we have a great tournament out there today. But I look more forward to this being an event that is symbolic of what we always talk about we can do with golf. Wells Fargo, do all that you can do. Be all that you can be, okay? Do that thing. Contribute to those communities and let people know about it. Be effective in your philanthropy and in your community work and be vocal about it, how you communicate it, okay? Let us know what you're doing and how you're doing it so that we can all participate and be proud. And Lennard, Jacare, Rory, and everybody else out there, have a great time, intermingle, and be the best golfers that you can. But more important than that, be the best people that you can. That's what I want to see out of you, okay? That's what makes makes my heart warm, okay? So, again, tournament's on. I'll be watching. You be watching, too. And, yeah, as always, hit me up with what your thoughts are on this and other things. I'll give you all the social media stuff later. So again, we have a look at tech and how it can help you be a better golfer, better body, better equipment, better performance, all that good stuff. So grab yourself a beverage and a crunchy snack, settle in, and we'll be right back. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. So we can talk about the big names, the big entities, those those names and titles that really move the needle in the golf world. And that's both on the course and in the business, because I deal with both. So when you talk about on the course, doesn't matter what he's doing, actually, whether he's playing or not. And it was just so great to see Tiger back on the golf course during the Masters. But Tiger Woods is still the name above all. I mean, you had guys who were playing in the Premier League in England who were flying over after their games on Sunday morning just in time to be at Augusta to watch this guy play. And believe me, they're watching this guy, not anybody else. It's just kind of a tribute to who he is and what he means to the game. But there are other names, there are other entities that are moving the needle. And one of those is Top Golf. I mean, Top Golf, people who have never been on a golf course before are totally addicted to Top Golf and what that experience involves. And believe me, it is an experience. It's come from zero to prevalent, ubiquitous across the, and I'm not even going to say the golf landscape, it's the entertainment landscape. It's everywhere. So you've got those two things. You've got technology that's coming in. There's all these things that are floating around and creating what's going to be the next wave, the next level of experience in golf. And joining us now is a guy who I find completely fascinating because he is at the nexus of all of those things. All of those trends, he is connected to those things. So if there's anyone who can look into the future and tell you what golf is going to be, it's going to be this guy. He's the CEO of Full Swing Golf. Please welcome for the first time to the 19th hole, Ryan Daughters. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you again for taking the time. And I didn't want to oversell it, you know, coming into this, but I think it's kind of appropriate and accurate that you are sort of connected to, you're connected to Tiger Woods, you're connected to Top Golf through Full Swing, you're connected to that simulator experience, you're connected to how we look at the game on TV where we can now see every shot. You're connected in so many ways to the game. So I want to know a lot about what's going on with Full Swing and how you got there. But first, I'd like to get the audience to know a little bit about you, because I think that's instructive to how you got yourself in the position that you're in right now. What's your history? Where'd you grow up? What's your connection with golf? Lifelong player? Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like one of the interesting things, I didn't touch a golf club until I was 22. And that's when I started at Callaway Golf. I worked in the Callaway Golf Ball Division. And I remember my first day there, I got paired in a company outing with a bunch of Nike Tour, ex-Nike Tour players and myself. And realized real quickly that I wasn't going to be taking anyone's time up on the golf course, and I would just sit myself in the golf cart and have a beer. And that's what I did. And that was my intro to golf. I was lucky enough to have a mentor who was the chief legal counsel at Callaway at the time, a guy named Steve McCracken. And I just happened to coach his kids in basketball at the local YMCA while I was in college here in San Diego, and became friends with the family and saw an opportunity there. And luckily that was where I had got my start, was at Cali Golf Ball, a long, long time ago.
Right. And I remember I'd like when to say Callaway got started in the golf ball business. So, I mean, that's not too far in the rearview mirror. So, yeah, that's a thing. I get it.
I'd like to say that my game's gotten a ton better over those years.
Outstanding.
But it kind of levels out there at that 10 handicap zone.
And I get that because, you know, when you are – you know, you're playing golf, you're out there making the world safe for golf, you know, and giving people the other opportunity to play golf. And to get below that 10, you got to play a ton of golf. So I get that. You come by it honest, though. That makes sense to me. tell me a little bit about now, how you made the transition to Full Swing and what you're doing now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've pretty much been in golf and around the golf business since, 2000. I was outside rep in New England for Adams Golf and for Never Compromise back in the day, and continued to kind of being on the OEM side and the sales side. I was fortunate enough in 2011 to come work at Full Swing on the corp dev side. And then I was also on the non-fortunate side of getting fired in 2013, when kind of the markets were a little down, the business wasn't humming on all cylinders. And lucky enough, one of the owners took a step back and asked if I would actually come back after they fired me. Mm-hmm. and take a look at the company, see if there were any opportunities under the hood. And fortunately for me, I had some connections in the business for all those years. And we put together a group and actually acquired the company in 2015. And that was kind of the start of it for us. And luckily for us, we aligned ourselves with some great partners and players. Obviously Tiger being one of those, and Jordan Spieth was huge for our business in that 2015 era, where he was winning a ton. And he was talking about using a simulator, and Tiger was kind of making his comeback, and like one of the first pictures ever posted when he was making that comeback was, or videos, was him in a sim hitting a, I think it was a 9-iron. Mm-hmm. And so that really got us going, started to build some momentum within the business, and it really took off. We made some really smart hires within the organization, brought a ton of really good people around us and around me, and really changed the culture, the environment of the business, and it just began to kind of snowball from there. We've been fortunate enough to really have some great partners from a financial side as well, and that's kind of brought us to where we are today, allowing us to invest in the business, invest in the technology, invest in the people. We've gone from, when I took it over, I think we were at 22 people. We're going to be north of 250 this year.
Wow!
So we're growing rapidly, and everything that we do is put back into this business to really support our teaching pros, to support our athletes, and to support golf. Like, at the end of the day, we're passionate about the sport. We're passionate about the numbers that we can provide and the experience that we can provide. And you said it in the intro, the intersection between Tiger and the Top Golf entertainment version of the world right now, it's just expanding rapidly every week.
Yeah.
That's a really important thing that you keyed on in there, and that's what we see with inside the business as well, is just a massive growth on that entertainment side.
We're talking to Ryan Daughters of Full Swing here on the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. So there's so many paths, you know, you can take on this story. I mean, I could talk to you for an hour as a guy who grew up, you know, all my jobs when I was growing up were in sales. So I've always been fascinated by the sales process. And when you talk about making a sale and making that one big one, I mean, Tiger Woods, I mean, that's Moby Dick. That's the white whale, right? I mean, you get that and you go after that. That's just amazing. I could talk about that. I could talk about the technology and how it was developed. You could talk about the future. So it's tough to decide on one of these things to go down, but I guess I want to talk about the technology and which came first. Was the sim, if I'm understanding, it's the simulator that came first, which led to the launch monitor. Is that correct? Or did it go the other way around? Or is it sort of simultaneous?
No, you had it right on the first go. The simulator side of it was first, and we, with all of that knowledge and all of that, those years of experience and data that we'd captured, we really thought there was an opportunity to bring something to market that was more consistent, that had more data parameters, that could really be driven from just a data standpoint. And so we ventured into the launch monitor business. It's been about 3.5 years of dev to get us to where we are, and we're just now launching on that the launch monitor side. was a massive weekend for us when Tiger put the unit down behind him on the range.
Right.
John Rahm had it there as well. So we got a lot of presence that'll start to come on the tour side. And for us, we really had to just get the product right, and have an experience that was different than everything that was out there. And we knew that Tiger wouldn't put anything down, just to have a marketing play around it. It had to be perfect. It had to increase his opportunity to win by using the data that's coming out the device. And so it was a big weekend for us when he put that unit down, and same with John. And so a lot of excitement around here. It's very new on the launch monitor side. And I think it's going to be a fun run here over the next couple of years.
I think you're probably right. So when I look at a product that Tiger would use, to enhance his ability to play, his ability to perform, you've got it right. He's going to expect, insist on the very best, because here's a guy, and I deal with other people in the world who are like this. I always say there's people who have more money than time or tolerance, right? So price is no object. You know, give me the best. I don't care what it costs. And you've clearly done that. You've created a product that is to his specification and to his approval. While at the same time, you have cut the price of delivering this product to the public by a significant amount over the market leader. How'd you do that?
Time. is the short answer. When we looked at this project, and I sat down with our engineering team and laid out exactly what I wanted, how I wanted it to perform, and then the cost that I wanted it to be at, they all said I was nuts. And what the other incumbents in the space have done, even at their price points, is quite impressive, because it's hard. It's hard to track a golf ball 350 yards with X amount of spin on it and direction and wind. And so it was definitely challenging. And there were many times where our engineers sat back and just said, you're nuts. You're not, this is insane. You can't do it for this price. The radar alone is going to cost that much just on that portion of it. And then you want to add a camera in there to record every single swing. That's another cost that's going to be more than what you want to retail this thing for. And again, it was just time. We took our time to get to market, to make sure it was right, to make sure that everything that we thought was a differentiator in the space, and that could really drive the technology to the next step. And so, again, I said it briefly, but it was time. And a lot of pushback and a lot of fighting, a lot of battles within these walls. But that's what makes it more exciting. That's what made it even more special when Tiger put it down, knowing how hard it is to do this at that price point or at any price point. That's what made it special when Tiger put it down this weekend.
No doubt about it. And I know people were talking about it. I heard people, you know, asking me, because people, hey, what is that that he's using? Is that, you know, the market leader? It's like, no, this is something different. This is a new product. So it's a big deal. It really is a big deal. Anytime Tiger's using anything that's going to enhance his game, we figure it'll probably help ours. And you know, I my information tells me that the market leader is out there for about 20K a unit. And, again, same information tells me that you're bringing in your unit retail at about 4,000. That's the 4K. Same unit that Tiger's putting down. Anybody else can put that down for the same price, $4,000. Is that right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's amazing. I mean, look, I mean, it's still not, you know, it's not an impulse buy. You don't quite have it
no.
there. But, I mean, to cut down the cost by 75%, you bring it into the realm of so many more individuals and so many more entities like, instructors, like hotels, other entertainment venues that want to use this type of technology. I mean, it's, so many more people can afford it. It's not even funny. It's crazy.
It is. It opens up the funnel quite a bit. We kind of like to point to Pebble Beach as a prime example of what that price point does for the instructor. And Pebble's got 15, 20 instructors there, and they've had one launch monitor used over the last several years. And they have to check in, check it out. You have to basically book your time to use it. And at this price point, it allows multiple units. They've got north of 10 now at that property. And so it just, it really does expand the ability to teach and take advantage of that price point for the teaching pros there. And again, drive data for their students. So that it was, I go back and say it, but it was extremely hard to get to that price point.
I believe it. Again, at some point, that'll be one of those documentaries on Netflix. I'll be an EP for that one, you know, when you're ready to do it. I know there's a tremendous story that's there. But sort of the next branch of the story to be told is now moving from is about the simulator, which is, as I was alluding to earlier, you have these in places like the Four Seasons. Topgolf is using your simulator. I mean, I've said many times that this is the future of the game. Not the green grass rounds. It's going to be golf as entertainment, not necessarily as athletic endeavor. And you've made yourself like some tremendous inroads into that. Talk to me about who's using it and why they choose you.
Yeah, I think you hit the big one there with Topgolf, but there are many, many more that are entering the space daily on the commercial side. So it's bars, it's restaurants, it's hotels, it's casinos, it's airports, whether it be an FBO or a commercial airport. We're seeing inroads there. What we've really done to drive that side of the business and the opportunity is invest on the software side. We're up to 40 plus folks on the software team, and they're there to deliver new experiences. They're to connect simulators, connect the user. And so it is all about that user experience, and we think we deliver a really good one. And that's why Topgolf kind of went with us and partnered with us for that indoor space. And so the entertainment side of this business right now is massive, not just for us, but just for the industry in a whole.
Right.
That doesn't diminish what's happening on the teaching and training side. The sims are being used on that same note. I use Pebble again. The teaching training center at Pebble has all of our stuff in their center. And so we're seeing on both sides, both the teaching training side as well as the entertainment side. And there doesn't seem to be any slowdown on that side of the business.
Oh, and I mean, we were talking about, you know, domestic meaning here in the United States. Now we have international listeners here, but the United States market, and then you have a whole global market to go after. It seems to me, again, you're going to have more prospects than time. Pretty quickly, then.
Right? That's the plan, hopefully.
Outstanding. As we look at now, you're having all this success, all this growth within the athletic performance side of it. Let me go real quickly and tell you that you're also not limited to golf. I understand that you're expanding into other sports as well. Is that correct?
We are. Both from the sim side and the launch monitor side. The sim side, we have 13 sports now. We're really trying to dial those sports in to be at the level as golf. We think we've done a really good job at golf. It's really accurate, no delay from when you hit to the screen. You're able to shape a ball left to right, push draws, fades, cuts, blocks. It picks everything up. But what's exciting is what we're looking at on the other sports, and we're really tackling football first. We're working on a football game for the simulator with Drew Brees. Drew has been heavily involved in our development, and then when we look at the launch monitor, how can we repeat what we did or what we're doing at golf on that for a quarterback? And think about putting that behind a quarterback and being able to read arm angle, launch angle, arm direction, ball direction, spin, all of these data points for a quarterback at that price point that we talked about earlier. And we really think that there's an opportunity to deliver really cool kick-ass data for the quarterbacks.
I imagine baseball, same thing, pitchers and hitters.
Absolutely. Baseball, I mean, soccer, tennis, you name it, we're starting to jump into those other sports head first, which is exciting for us. I'm a sports guy, and obviously, you know, Tiger loves sports more than anybody.
Yeah.
And not just golf by any means. And so for us to look at what we can do to enhance skill level for juniors and high school and college and pro with the device that we've built, that's special. That's something that gets everyone excited around here.
I'm excited. I assume that you are too. So as we close, I just wanted to ask about sort of the future, because now you have so many products, so many markets, so many possibilities there. But one of the things that's going to be most interesting to the public is when we talk a little bit about the price point. And is there a push to drive that product to a point where you have an offering that is something that's more readily available, let's say, to the general public or the golfing public? And I always say if it's the same price as this year's driver, people are going to take a look at it. Is there a push, or are we just more sort of working on at the current price point, refining the technology and penetrating new markets?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a balance. I think it's taken us this many years and dollars to get it to a point where we know it's better than anything else that's ever been made in the space. And it was hard to do it at that price point. And I don't think we want to do anything to diminish the quality of this product. I think there are opportunities in the outlooking years that, yeah, you can probably look at something that's a lower price point, that is less data to it, and it's just not as good as an overall experience. Yeah. So currently we're not focused on that. We're really focused on driving this product and the experience behind it. There's no other product where you're pulling video directly off the machine, linking that video with the shot you just hit. So we're still so early in this with this product that the focus is really, how do we get this in the hands of the teaching pros? How do we get it in just more people's hands at the end of the day? Because 99% of the time, if someone tries it, that they're blown away. And so short term, probably the next 2 years, is really focused on how do we deliver this product to the market in an efficient way.
Fantastic. It's really just amazing stuff. Again, to see from what you've done with just from the beginning, from scratch to get to this point, it's a fascinating story. For people who want to take a look at the product, give me a website where people can get more information.
Yeah, it's simple. It's fullswinggolf.com.
Fullswinggolf.com. Couldn't be simple. That's like as simple as as simple as it gets. I'm going to say again, the product, can't wait to see. I have not had a chance to take a look at one of myself, so I really look forward to getting a chance to hit one and see how it works. But again, congratulations on everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do. And please don't be a stranger when you got something else new for us to know about. Please come and make this the first place that you stop to share the news.
Of course. course we will.
Beautiful. That is Ryan Daughters of Full Swing Golf. You know, I've told this story very often, but I got the first call in the United States when I was sitting at my desk in D.C. managing public golf courses that Top Golf wanted to put its very first Top Golf on our property. They wanted to be there. We didn't get it done. We were working with the National Park Service. That's a whole long story worthy of a documentary, too. But I knew from that moment, almost 15, 20 years ago, that Top Golf and these sort of things, entertainment, was going to be the thing. And it's really, in a way, gratifying to see how companies like Top Golf, how Full Swing have adopted and adapted this technology to meet the public's desire to hit a golf ball. And it's also made inroads into the general golfing public, the PGA Tour professional who wants to hit the golf ball better. They're serving both of those things. And that's a difficult thing to do both of those things at the same time. So keep an eye on Full Swing. Okay. I think you're going to be just as surprised and pleased as I am at what they are doing and what they're going to do. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. And one of the things I love about the job that I do, such that it is that I get introduced to things that are not even on the cutting edge, we're on the bleeding edge of technology when it comes to not only golf, but general health and fitness. I'm sort of into that wellness thing now. You know, I went through my whole period where, you know, I was working in, you know, other industries and, you know, three meals a day, three and a half meals a day, and, you know, the drinks and the business things and, you know, all those big, you know, and there's a price to be paid for that, believe me, okay? And that's a show for another time. But I'm totally into now the wellness and the fitness and being the best person that you can be, which will make you the best golfer you can be. And we see so many companies that are understanding that and making that technology available to, of course, everyone, and us golfers being a subset of everyone. Joining me now is someone who is, as I say, on the bleeding edge of this technology revolution for wellness and fitness. He is the CEO of a company called Miha Body Tech. Please welcome for the first time to the 19th hole, Brian Dillman. Brian, our second time talking, but welcome to the 19th hole for the first time. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. And I'd like to join you on that other show you do when we talk about the three and a half meals a day, because I think we've all lived that a little bit too.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, I mean, I just
trust me. And the drinks but the times have changed. And I think you're absolutely right. I think wellness is at the top of everybody's mind now. So
yeah, you know, and it's interesting.
But those were the good old days, by the way.
Indeed. I mean, you look, I enjoyed every minute of it, that which I remember. And I can say that, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, medical science can keep you upright for a good long time. But the question is, are you going to be in a condition that you're really enjoying it, that you really want to be upright, or where you say, hey, man, just go ahead and pull the plug. All right, I'm done. You want to be the best version of yourself for as long as you can possibly manage it. And I think that's a lot of where these trends, these health, fitness and wellness trends are going. And I think certainly you have one of the most innovative approaches to that thing, and doing it in a way that it is appealing and easy to integrate into your life. So I am describing what I think it is. You're probably a better person to describe it. What is Miha Body Tech? What is this technology about?
So this technology is about whole body electromuscular stimulation. And the easy way to say it is most people have gone through electric stimulation, whether it's for injury rehab or that stim that you put it on a localized place on your body, which ultimately helps, you know, circulation and blood flow to that injured area.
Right.
So we do this now for the whole body, So you're wearing electrodes all over the body that create a circuit. You get impulses through the body, and it's creating a functional workout. It gets between 92 and 98% of your muscles recruited, but it's an efficient workout. It's 20 minutes one time a week for strength training, and the efficiency of that really is a whole body wellness solution.
And so I want to let people visualize this. And we talk about those TENS things. We're talking about those little things that are about the size of a credit card where you plug a wire into it that has two contacts that you place somewhere in your body. Sends, as you say, creates a circuit and will sort of stimulate muscles on a very localized level. This is a suit. And I, you know, spoiler alert, I've done this. I tried this at the PGA show. You have the suit where you have the ability to send those impulses on either a very localized or a very general type of way, but it's always a very purposeful way for the purpose, not of necessarily a therapeutic. Well, I'll say it's for fitness, for what you said, for strength training, which is actually kind of mind blowing. Who came up with this? How old is this technology? Where does it come from?
So the technology, the company started 15 years ago in a little town just outside of Munich, Germany. Again, looking for more efficient ways for people to train and people to get exercise and stimulation, because people's time is what really, you know, they value the most. And,
yes.
The one thing people say is, I don't have time to exercise. I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to do a lot of the things I'd like to do. So that's really the genesis of it. It's taking electric stim and making it into a very efficient, safe, FDA-approved whole body training method, which allows you to do a lot of other stuff that you might not have been able to do, you know, because of your condition or time. So we look at this as a really efficient way to, I mean, full body, recruit as many muscles as you possibly can. And what we get a lot from people, and maybe you had the same experience, is you get muscles you haven't thought about in a long time.
Dude, the list grows ever longer.
Exactly.
With that exactly. One. You know, I'm going to say, one of the appealing things about this when I tried it, because I, you know, with my mind, I'm always intuitive about, I try to be intuitive about what it's doing and what it isn't doing. So what it is doing is definitely giving you a workout, because they put you in certain positions, then that the stimulation goes through you, and you know, you feel it. I mean, after 15, 20 minutes, you feel like you've had a workout, definitely with your muscles. But what you don't feel is that you've been pounding your bones and tendons by lifting a bunch of barbells. That's got to be a huge advantage, right? Or am I out of place here in saying that?
You nailed it right there. So again, to make it visual, I think for the listener, so you wear this set of functional underwear. You put a vest on that has electrodes on your chest, abs, three places on your back. You put straps on your legs, arms, and your glutes. And you're connected to this device. And the device sends an impulse to your muscles, which creates an involuntary muscle contraction. So that's creating the load. So to your point is you don't have to have external weights or stimulation or force on your joints, which makes this really safe and effective as well. So you do impulses of 4 seconds of an impulse while you're doing a lunge, a squat, a plank, a curl, and then you have 4 seconds of rest. And so you alternate 4 seconds on, 4 seconds off for a 20-minute session. And you're always guided by a professional certified trainer. And we find that is so much more effective, because just like anything else, if somebody's guiding you or showing you or helping you adjust and be in the right positions, it's going to be a much better experience.
My first move after this phone call is to go out and register the domain name functionalunderwear.com. Just saying that. That's cool.
Well, but remember, I don't know if I told you, but my standard answer is, you know, what's this all about? Is you get naked, you get wet, and then you get shocked. Well, none of those actually happen, but it is a little scary to think about. Wait a second, I'm because you have to wet the electrodes so that they activate, and then you plug into an electric item that's going to send impulses. Well, the FDA wouldn't have cleared us for medical use and exercise if that was the case, but it does get a good chuckle every once in a while.
We just devolved into a series of euphemisms here. Oh. It's so much fun. We're talking to Brian Dillman, the CEO of Miha Body Tech here on the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. This is for everyone, right? You don't have to be a you know, an athlete per se, air quotes. You can be a person who's you know, sort of the average person looking for a workout. You can be a performance-based athlete too, right? It's I'm again assuming you set me straight, but this is for everyone, and you can have different goals and utilize this technology, correct?
You nailed it, and I think one of the fun things about it is it is for everybody and everybody. Right. And I say that also because, you know, we deal with people who are injured and just coming off of surgeries and rehabilitation. We can deal with and we can work with people who are obese trying to lose weight. We can work with, quadriplegics, paraplegics, people. I mean, so it really is for everybody and everybody. And that was the main purpose when it was started, is make it easy, make it safe, make it effective. And then you can go down, you know, the specialization route, which is, you know, we've kind of hit a nice niche here in the golf market with that specialization.
Right.
And what we found is that we've got some trainers in California, Scottsdale, Chicago, Texas that are using this with their golfers to do kind of the fundamentals, core strength, mobility, range of motion, which all equate to club head speed, distance, which everybody is, you know, it's kind of the holy grail of, you know, if I can work out 20 minutes a week for 6 to 10 weeks and I can hit the ball, you know, 15 to 20 yards further, I'm winning.
Definitely. I mean, and that's one of the most appealing things about it is usually when you associate a workout with a time commitment, it's nothing like 20 minutes a week. That's really the thing that's on that, overnight shows. Hey, 20 minutes a week, plus you take the, you know,
and they also say, 8 minute abs.
Right. It's like this thing, along with diet and exercise, you know, will help. It's like, hey, wait, what? it sounds, I'm going to be honest, almost too good to be true. So, do we have professionals are out there or who are on the tour, any names that we would know who are using this and can serve as proof positive of what we're doing?
So we get a lot of that as well, as it's too good to be true. And that's why, you know, our number one thing, which is I'm glad you got to try it as well. You got to try it to believe it and to feel it. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing can be that easy. And, you know, it's not a hack. It's not a shortcut. It's pretty intense. It's up to very intense. But because of the technology, you know, you do only need, you know, the limited amount of time with it. To your question, we've got a lot of golf fitness instructors using it and starting to use it more with their athletes.
Yeah.
We don't really have the right to name athletes, but I can tell you that Lucas Wald in California, Carson Kemp in Scottsdale, both of them work with professional players. Marty Evans here in the Chicago area, and there's a new location in Austin, Texas called Golfinity, which is more for the kind of the public, but we've got trainers in there too. So we're really starting to see the adoption of this, and, you know, the interest is growing kind of exponentially. And, you know, we hit a good luck run a couple weeks ago. We were on the Jimmy Kimmel show. So, you know, we're definitely starting to get some people interested. But one of the things that, like, Lucas is doing in California, he's doing a 6-week test where he's doing, you know, start, measure my stuff here. What are we going to look like in 6 weeks? And I think those will be some fun things to look at. Cause that's ultimately, you know, this isn't a quick fix. This is something that, you know, with sustainable use, you'll see a sustainable improvement in your golf game.
Look, sign me up. Okay. Again, for the before and after, because, you know, I'm in okay shape, but, you know, who doesn't want to try something like this and see what the gains could possibly be? Because if that works for you, why wouldn't you continue to do it? Why wouldn't you continue to make those gains and keep those gains? And that's the other part about the time commitment with traditional forms of exercise and weightlifting and that sort of thing, is that once you make those gains, that the amount of effort it takes to sustain those gains sometimes just is life changes, and you just can't really make the same commitment. So I think 20 minutes a week, if you can't find 20 minutes a week, you know, you've got other issues, right?
That's where I was going to go with it too. I mean, that's the least we should all be doing for ourselves. But the sustainability of it, and we've seen people, you know, we opened here in the U.S. when we got FDA clearance back in 2019. And so we've got, you know, customers all over the country now who have had clients since day one. Mm-hmm. And again, these are just regular people like you and me. You know, we had used to have illusions of grandeur about who we were, but, you know, now we're just kind of normal people. and
And they're seeing things that they never saw before. I'm not in pain anymore. I can walk without pain. I had somebody last week tell me, you know, I've had sciatica for years, and I've done this three times now, and the pain's gone.
Wow.
So, and I mean, this is used a lot for rehabilitation as well, and that's certainly a market that is an opportunity. But I get very excited / emotional when I hear great stories like that, because what else, if I can, through our technology, help people feel better and move and stay active, that has a much bigger play on people's emotional state long term. And I feel pretty excited to be part of that.
Well, now that we've got everybody all interested, where can we get this done? We were talking about the TENS thing, which, you know, sort of fits into your pocket. And again, I've done this a demonstration one time, and it was with a standalone unit. Is this something that's built for the home, or is it meant to be operated in a studio with a trainer, with guidance? What's the access like to it?
It is designed for to be used with a trainer, always supervised. But we have people that have studios, standalone studios, and then we have people that do use it as a mobile device, like you saw. It goes in a suitcase, and you can travel to people's homes or meet them at the gym, or even, you know, at the golf course.
Wow.
We have a website that lists all of our providers. It's ems-training.us.
Okay.
And all of our providers are listed there, and all of them are very, very good. I keep, again, becoming more impressed with their ability to not only learn this new technology, because, again, it's very new to the U.S. market, but all of them are growing their business pretty substantially, I think, because it's, you know, it's a lot of word of mouth and a lot of talk value.
You know, the whole thing is, again, just so fascinating to me. Again, just bringing it full circle, it's just about the golf and those things, because, you know, everybody wants to see gains and you want to hit it a little further, that sort of thing. But more than hitting it a little further, you want to live a little better. And I think that this really gives you the opportunity to do that without the opportunity for injury that comes with traditional weights, without the opportunity for upsetting the balance of your system, which comes from certain supplements and things like that. It really seems like something that's so, so positive that I just found myself being thankful that you did this thing. And as I say, it would be great to try it out some more. Where can people go for more information about this? Your website, give us your website again.
So our website is Miha, M-I-H-A dash bodytech, B-O-D-Y-T-E-C dot U-S. Mm-hmm. And I did want to share one more story with you. So I met a gentleman who is a 78-year-old golfer, plays every day, but health is deteriorating. You know, knees and arms and shoulders and things like that are going. And, you know, we were sitting down talking about this technology. He said, you know, I get up every day looking forward to playing golf. And if there's a device that can help me just continue to do that, I'm in. And so he's done it like 4 or 5 weeks in a row now and feeling amazing, not in pain after walking 18 holes and things like that. And what hit me with that was, you know, if he was unable to play golf at all and had to stop, think about the mental deterioration that would happen there.
Yes.
So again, you get, it's not just physical. It is that whole wellness, you know, mind, body, spirit kind of thing. So again, I get so encouraged by those kind of stories and look forward to sharing more.
Well, again, that's a very uplifting story for us to finish on top of a uplifting story overall about what you're doing there, man. Congratulations, you know, on this. Wish you the best of luck in growing the business and spreading the word. If there's anything I can do to help, just let me know. You always have a soapbox and a megaphone here to let us know about what's new and different and going on with you. Thanks again so much, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And trust me, we will get you back training again. And I'd love for you to do that and then come back on and we can chat about it more.
# functional underwear. I'm there. I'll be there.
Done and done.
Done. Brian, thanks so much again for joining us, man. That's Brian Dillman, the CEO of Miha Bodytech. And I got a chance to try this earlier this year, and you put on the suit and you get into certain positions, and the electricity, the pulses come through you, and the contractions are surprisingly, I would say, both intense and comfortable. It's not anything where it's like torture where you're getting these contractions that are really too much for you to bear. And that's why it's so important to have supervision there, because people may tend to overdo it. And if they're doing it on their own, you don't want to be your own Frankenstein monster on that thing. But it is this combination of intensity plus comfort and tolerance that you can do. You can tolerate this thing. And I felt so much better after this than after some sessions where you're going in and throwing weights around and that sort of thing. Again, there's so much compelling about this that I really want to get that to you. So if I can possibly weasel my way into a series of this, I will report to you back on what the results are. And, you know, as always, you can hit me up on social media. I'll let you know what's happening. You can let me know what you think. That's the way this exchange works, right? So let's take a break. We'll be right back with more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Well, that's it, and that's all for this edition of the 19th Hole. I want to thank my very special guest, Ryan Daughters of Full Swing Golf, and Brian Dillman of Miha Body Tech. Both of these technologies, I think, are just exciting for me. I'm going to get out both of them, and I'll be reporting back on what I think of these products, how they affect me, so I can give you some idea of how they will affect you. Results that I get are not guaranteed to be your results, but I think you'll get an idea of how these things operate and can really let you reach your goals, whatever they might be, when it comes to golf. You can get this podcast on newly, wait for it, drum roll please, the Sports Illustrated Morning Read Podcast Network. You can find that on www.si.com/golf/podcasts, or just Google Morning Read Podcast Network. You'll get it, or the 19th Hole with Michael Williams. You find it. But I am so proud and so happy to be a part of this family of podcasts. It does my heart good. You can also find us on Spotify and SoundCloud and Apple Music and all the places that quality podcasting is found. If you want to hit me up personally and give me some of your feedback, thoughts, ideas, comments, etc., you can reach me on Twitter at MichaelOnTV and on Instagram at MichaelWilliamsTV. Call now. Operators are standing by. Again, thank you so much for listening. We do it all for you. We'll be back next week with another great edition of the 19th Hole. In the meantime, go out, hit some balls, hit them straight, naturally, with a launch monitor on them. You'll be able to tell whether or not immediately that is the case. But more than that, don't count the days. Make the days count. Michael Williams, 19th Hole.